when you're not strong, and I'll be your friend. I'll help you carry on, for it won't be long till I'm gonna need somebody to lean on. Please swallow your pride if I
For over 40 years, Lighthouse Central Florida has provided education, independent life skills, job training, and placement to thousands of Central Floridians who live with vision loss and their families. But it's not just people with sight impairment who benefit. The entire community is positively impacted through the productive contributions of skilled Lighthouse Central Florida graduates. Call Lighthouse Central Florida today, 407-898-2483. 407-898-2483.
What are audio game apps for the visually impaired and sighted? Check out blindfoldgames.org. If you always wanted to play card games such as solitaire, hearts, and spades, sports games such as bowling, air hockey, baseball, soccer, or pool, board games like Monopoly and checkers, TV games such as Jeopardy, Family Feud, and Deal or No Deal, casino games such as Blackjack, Roulette, and Bingo, you need to check out blindfoldgames.org. More than 80 audio games for your iPhone or iPad. These audio games apps are accessible and designed to be enjoyed by visually impaired game lovers ages 7 to 70. Download Blindfold Games for free. Try them out. Upgrade starts only at $1. Discover the fun at blindfoldgames.org. Follow us on Twitter at blindfoldgames. And guess what? If you have an idea for a game, just email Marty at blindfoldgames.org.
Lighthouse is the only private nonprofit agency offering a broad range of services to sight-impaired residents of Central Florida through effective programs, proven curricula, certified instructors, and years of personal and professional experience. Lighthouse ensures that individuals of all backgrounds have the tools they need to lead independent lives and pursue their goals without limits. Call Lighthouse Central Florida today, 407-898-2483. 407-898-2483.
An average funeral costs over $8,500. Will your loved ones be prepared for this financial burden? If you are 85 or younger, final expense insurance can pay up to $35,000 to ease the burden of funeral and burial expenses. No medical exam is needed. Rates will never increase, benefits stay the same, and the policy won't expire. Call now and secure the lowest rate possible. Don't put the burden of your debt on your loved ones. Call today.
For blind folks, it's only done by your voice. No paperwork is involved. Call 1-800-955-0143. Don't forget to say you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show and receive your free bracelet. Call 1-800-955-0143.
Ever wonder why there aren't more blind people out in our community? It's likely they don't have the skills they need to live independently, whether it's learning for the first time or relearning skills that help them to accomplish common activities of daily living. You and your family should know where to go to access services to help you do just that. Go to Lighthouse Central Florida. So call today. The phone number is 407-898-2483. Once again, the phone number is
407-898-2483. Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down. But now it looks like things are finally coming around.
I know we've got a long, long way to go. And where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show with executive producer Glenn Golder. And now, here's your host, Michael.
Welcome. Welcome to your show. This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. And I'm your host, Michael. I've got two hosts with me today. Two beautiful people. My lovely wife, Lynn Golder, you here?
I think so.
You think so? Okay, well, Lynn Golder's here.
I'm here. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the November 12th, 2017 edition of the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
And our other co-host, his name, what's your name? Gary, what, Sinclair?
You got it, Michael.
Okay, Gary Sinclair's with us today. Co-host of the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
This hour is brought to you by Lighthouse of Central Florida.
Charting a course for living, learning, and earning with vision loss. Find them online at lighthousecentralflorida.org or on Facebook at Lighthouse Central Florida.
Well, folks,
you have one
in
more
case
intro.
You don't know, today is Veterans Day.
You have one more intro, Michael. You didn't introduce Chris.
I forgot all about him. How can I forget about him?
Man behind the glass.
Man, Jose. Okay,
hola, señor.
Can you see? Hello.
Hola,
behind
señor.
The scenes, we have a man all the way from planet Earth. What's his name? His name is Chris Shaw. And he's without this, well, actually, put it this way, without him, we ain't no show. Chris Shaw, main man, the engineer behind the scene, behind the glass, Chris Shaw.
Top of the evening to you, how great thou art.
We art thou fine. We
I
are
can
fine
hear it all
thou
in
art.
Your voice.
Yes.
Thou art thirsty.
Yes.
Oh,
drink water.
Water. I have water.
Yeah, drink
no,
water.
Well, not that kind of thirsty.
Yeah. Well, folks, today is Veterans Day.
Yes, it is.
It was actually yesterday.
Well, actually, yeah, it was yesterday.
But we're having our show today, Veterans Day.
I call it Veterans Weekend.
Yeah. Well, because yesterday, my son, who's a Marine, I guess you see he's a retired Marine. He went down in South Philadelphia, and they had a big, big party for the Marines. Big street, like hundreds of Marines.
Last year too, right?
Yeah, every year he goes on Veterans Day. And it's just for the Marines. They have a whole street in South Philadelphia. All Marines. They wear the uniforms or they don't. And some wear just sweatshirts. But yes, it was so cold in Philadelphia, they were all wearing coats. So, folks, if you want to call in today, which I hope you do, phone number is 894-1680. 894-1680. That's 407 first. 407. Remember the 407? 407-894-1680. If you have anything to say, which I hope is nice, you want to call in to Blind and Beyond Radio Show, let us know what's doing. Let us know what's happening. I got something I got to tell you. Something that just happened to someone who I know. And you should know about it. I better put this out. Listen to the story. Very interesting story. I'll leave off the name of the establishment, but it's happened twice to someone we know. So I got to tell you this. Very interesting story. You know how you go to drive-thrus, whether you're blind or visually impaired. You go to a drive-thru, maybe you're sitting in the back seat or whatever, and you go in the drive-thru and you order some food. And then you pay. You give your credit card, or you give cash. Okay. Then you go to the next window, and they hand you your product, whatever you ordered. Well, imagine this. You order your food, you pay, and let's just say it's $15. You go get your product, your food, and they hand you back only enough for $8. And they said, I'm sorry, we don't have these two other sandwiches. How about buying some donuts? Instead. So the person said, no, we don't want donuts. We want the sandwich, the breakfast sandwiches. And the person says, well, thank you for coming. And they closed the window. And the person who gave the money said, wait a minute. I paid $15. I'd like to have a cash back or credit or something. And the person says, now this happened twice. The person says, I'm sorry. We can't give you a credit and we can't give your money back. Because there's nobody here that'll okay it. Now, we know about this happened twice, two different places of the same chain. And I really don't want to say the name of the chain, but I checked on it, and it's true. I called up, and I asked. And they said, yeah, well, there's nobody here that can give a credit. Well, I got mad. So I called the police department. I asked a question in the police department. I said, let me ask you a question. If I order something and I don't have any money, what happens if I get food and I don't pay for it? I don't have money. And they said, well, they can call the police and arrest you. Okay. So I asked the police department, I said, let me ask this question. What happens if reverse happens? I give money, they don't give me my food. Well, you can do the same thing. You can call the police department, they'll come and they'll handle the problem for you at the restaurant. So, folks, listen to what I just said. If you ever have a problem and you get ripped off, and don't say, well, it's only $3 or it's only $7. Because remember one thing. If they're ripping you off, then they're going to rip off somebody else. Before they know it, the person at the end of the day might have taken in maybe 10 people like you, and they put in their pocket maybe $70. Who knows what they put in their pocket? Because you didn't object. You just drove away. So what I'm going to say to you, my listeners, wherever you are in this country, if this happens to you, remember, call up, tell them you're going to call the police department and let the police department handle it. Don't drive away because you're the one who's getting ripped off, and let the police department handle it. Because when I called the police and asked that question, they said, yes, that's their job. They would handle it. So I'm just telling you. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This show is catered for the visually impaired and the blind community. But we say we are the bridge between the sighted and the visually impaired and the blind community. I hope you love the show today. I hope you'll listen. And you folks that are sighted, call in anytime. Call in during trivia. We have a lot of things going on today. We even have Gary Sinclair going to say something. Gary Sinclair?
Yes.
What do you have to say for yourself now that you're a veteran, you're a little bit of retiring? How long have you been out of retirement, young man? How long have you been in retirement?
Gary looks very handsome today, too.
I heard that's what you just said.
Yeah,
he's
does.
In a uniform?
Yes,
yeah.
He is. Full just, uniform.
What are you wearing? Girl Scout? What are you wearing? Cub Scout? What are you wearing?
I'm wearing my greens.
Greens?
Yeah. What do they call that? Your khaki? Don't they call it khakis?
Well, our work clothes or work uniform, and that's our dress up.
Yeah.
Uniform. I'm a Navy CB.
Yeah, what you do there? What you do when you were CB?
Okay, I'll get to that. The thing is, I didn't look like a sailor. I was in the Navy, but I didn't look like a sailor only if we were in dress uniform. Then I wore the dress blues or the whites. But there are bell bottoms. They used to wear bell bottoms on a ship, and all sailors wear that stuff. But the CBs, we wear greens like the Marines. We train like the Marines. We fight like the Marines, and we all look alike. But instead of me being out in, which I did fight. I mean, we were trained hard to fight and everything else. But we had my job was to build bases, build bridges. Build camps, build whatever the services needed out there on the ground the Seabees could make and build it for them. So, but my job was, I was a heavy equipment operator. I used to drive bulldozers, cranes, front-end loaders, trucks of all kinds and whatever. So that was my specialty is all that heavy equipment. And then we had the builders and plumbers and all that stuff. And I think I hear
this,
some
Gary.
Music
yeah,
coming
listen to,
on.
Listen to this, Gary.
There's my song, Anchors Away.
Farewell, farewell to all these joys we sang and break on me.
We're going to the break. We'll catch you on the other side of the break.
Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond.
Hi, this is Gary, and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. Lip-smacking good food. And just to mention, we have all-you-can-eat ribs for the best price in town. And you just can't beat that. And it's not only all-you-can-eat ribs. They have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, French fries, beans, and garlic toast. And when you go to Sonny's, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Do you have an elderly parent that is in need of home care? Assisted living or nursing home not an option? Because living at home is the best way to live. Companionship and recreation, transportation and errands, light housekeeping, meal preparation, medications reminder, bathing, grooming or dressing. Home Care Assistance of Orlando will provide older adults with quality care to live happier and healthier lives at home. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Just a phone call away. No long-term contracts. Peace of mind. Call Home Care Assistance of Orlando now. 407-232-7155. 407-232-7155. Visit homecareassistanceorlando.com.
What are audio game apps for the visually impaired and sighted? Check out blindfoldgames.org. If you always wanted to play card games such as solitaire, hearts, and spades, sports games such as bowling, air hockey, baseball, soccer, or pool, board games like Monopoly and checkers, TV games such as Jeopardy, Family Feud, and Deal or No Deal, casino games such as blackjack, roulette, and bingo, you need to check out blindfoldgames.org. More than 80 audio games for your iPhone or iPad. These audio games apps are accessible and designed to be enjoyed by visually impaired game lovers ages 7 to 70. Download Blindfold Games for free. Try them out. Upgrade starts only at $1. Discover the fun at blindfoldgames.org. Follow us on Twitter at Blindfold Games. And guess what? If you have an idea for a game, just email Marty at blindfoldgames.org.
Transition. Lighthouse assists teens 14 to 22 to become more independent and prepare for their future. Teens receive training in personnel, financial, and home management, prepare for careers and higher education, and enhance their skills in accessible technologies. Services are provided on weekends throughout the school year. During the summer, Lighthouse teens participate in a more intensive schedule, which includes work experience. Call the Lighthouse at phone number 407-898-2483. Call 407-898-2483 for more information.
We are back. Yes, we are. We're back. This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. We're live from Orlando, Florida. The phone number to call in, which I hope you do, 407-894-1680. That's the phone number to call us. Hey, folks, listen up. Gary?
Uh-huh.
You there?
Yeah, I am.
I am. So listen up, folks. Gary and I both went to the Lighthouse in Orlando, Florida. Right, Gary?
Yes. In fact, I'm one of the oldest students, not age-wise.
Oh, yes, you are age-wise.
Student-wise.
He's waiting to wiggle out of it.
I started at that, it was called SITE.
SITE?
SITE. It was Center for Independent Training and Education.
Oh, with a C.
Yes.
Now,
when
you went there, did you know what it was and what it was about?
1982, no.
Were you nervous?
I went to shut my wife up. long story is I did not like being told I was going blind.
So you had an attitude when
I had a very bad attitude.
Yeah. Well,
and I was married at the time. She worked at Sunbank downtown, and she used to go to a restaurant right across to have breakfast in the morning before she went to work. And she met a lady down there that was with the lighthouse, in charge of the lighthouse. And so she come home all happy and says, I got a school for you to go to. And we got big fights. I ain't going to no school. I ain't blind. Well, after a while, I finally says, I'm going to go to shut her up. So I went. And I got in there. And you know what? I made a lot of friends real quick. They all had the same thing, problems that I did. Some of them were worse, of course, because I just had low vision at the time. But I understood what was going on now. So then I learned independent with McCain. I learned how to do different things with cooking, and which I like cooking. And, it changed my whole life. It inspired me so much before I even graduated after 3 months in there. I had already signed up to go to the CNI school.
Did you know another blind person before you went there?
No. I only heard of one. I'll tell you the truth. And I was from up near western New York, up near south of Buffalo. And back in the day, I remember there was a girl. Her dad owned a restaurant, which my dad used to go to all the time for breakfast and stuff. And he had a daughter, and she was blind. But no one ever saw her. Because they didn't let her go out to the public. So that's the only blind person I heard of. I didn't know any. But those days, they were ashamed to send their, I guess, relative out in public, and they kept them at home. So, but no, I never ran into anybody that was blind. What about you, Michael?
Well, first of all, I never knew anyone who was blind before I went blind. Lynn and I, we didn't know anybody. And when we were going around to the doctors and the hospitals, and they were telling me my story, they never said anything about Lighthouse or anything else. The only thing that Lynn played detective, and we found out about the services from the state. And that's who we called. That's who Lynn called. Remember, Lynn?
Yeah, and I also remember that was a really rough time
the
in our life,
Division of Blind
too.
Services?
Yeah. That is when we lost, not only you lost your sight, we lost our home, we lost our business, we lost everything.
Everything.
So I was desperate to find some way, some resource to help you.
And I was mad.
I found the Division of the Blind.
I had a big fight with them because they didn't even call me back, and they weren't calling me back.
Nobody helped you for a year.
And every couple months I would call, and nobody called me back.
You were trying to get a job
and all kinds
of stuff with them.
Finally, I met someone who called me back, and he introduced himself.
Right.
We became friends with his name.
No.
Well, we can, because he became a doll baby.
Actually, I guess.
Brian Michaels.
Yeah, if it wasn't for him.
It wasn't for Brian Michaels. I don't know where we'd be.
Yeah.
But Brian Michaels
was
the one who listened to us.
Right.
And he told us to come in, and we came in, and we spoke to some people, and then they told us about Lighthouse.
And then we met Lynn Winkler.
And then we met Lynn Winkler. And when we went to Lighthouse, I had no idea what they did. They didn't understand anything. And so
you making this sound like this was just yesterday when all this took place.
It seems like yesterday.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, the way y'all just rambling off names like they just.
Because you don't forget.
You don't forget names.
Makes such
not
an
like
impression
that
on your life.
And the first thing I wanted to know is how do I use my cane? Because I was bumping in. I didn't have a cane
when I first went blind. You walked into the glass in New York.
Yeah.
Oh,
and
my
I was
gosh.
Bumping into glass
you
windows.
You walked
my
into
nose.
Glass?
Yeah.
He did.
Yeah.
He almost broke his nose in Manhattan. He
yeah.
was working.
I
was
kept on bumping into everything. I couldn't do anything.
But Lighthouse helped you a
so
lot.
So they helped me how to use a cane. And that was great. Now, I'm the opposite of most people. A lot of you folks say, oh, I don't want to use a cane because I don't want people to know I'm blind. Well, I'm the opposite, because I'll tell you something. I was bumping into more people without my cane, and women were all ready to hit me and act towards me that I was being rude. The minute I got my cane, well, that became a different story. Then I wasn't rude. Then it was nice because they'd always say, excuse me, and I would say, excuse me. But once I had my cane, I felt safe. That was my navigator, got me around. But people knew that by that cane that I was blind.
So as long as you didn't have a cane with you, you were rude, ruthless, disrespectful, right, and bumping into everyone.
Nobody understood what was going on.
You know, they could think I was drunk or something because I couldn't see. So I was bumping into everybody.
Even though you had the glasses on?
I don't think he wore glasses.
No, I didn't have glasses back then.
He didn't wear
glasses.
It really
doesn't matter.
He just wore his regular sunglasses.
Yeah. I wore my regular sunglasses.
Yeah. Or not.
Because back then, now I wear like glasses all the time because the lights hurt my eyes. Because all the things I've had done to my eyes, now if I take my glasses off, the light really bothers my eyes because it bothers me, to say the least. So as long as these glasses that Lynn got me are very dark. So I have very dark sunglasses.
I got Gary a pair too, but he's too tight.
And it really helps me from walking around, so the light doesn't bother me. To me, that's the first thing, to keep my eyes not being, let's just say, bothering me, using those words.
Well, you do know it's a trend now.
What?
It's a trend.
To be blind?
No, not to be blind. The trend is now a lot of people wear sunglasses all day and all night.
You see me wearing them inside.
Yeah, but I'm talking about not people who are taking drugs. I'm talking people. I'm talking about people that take drugs. They don't want you to see your eyes because they're all bloodshot or something.
I wear them inside and I don't do drugs.
But see, and that's the thing I'm trying to understand, because I know it's dark at night, and if you're driving and you got sunglasses on, some just don't click to me.
No.
So I'm just trying to get an understanding.
Well, when I drive my car.
Wait a minute.
When I drive my car, my wife doesn't
some
like
people,
me to use my
glasses. Some people, the bright
lights
bother them, Chris.
You didn't say anything about that, Lynn, when I said I'm driving the car.
Oh, no. But, Michael, give the number out in case anybody wants
407-894-1680. Anybody have anything to say?
407-894-1680.
I got to go back to a little more history with the lighthouse, because it's not known too much. As I said, it was SITE, Center for Independent Training and Education. Then it came to being, they grew. And when I went to school, man, it was like, these people were in the 60s up. Higher, and I was like in the 30s, but I was young. But then it got more popular, got school. Then it was SITE again, Center for Independent Technology and Education.
Gary, did they have access links in those days?
No, I tell you what, they had a van. This is really cool. I remember it so clearly because I could see, I had low vision. They had great big letters on the van, CITE. And right where the C was, the I was, the T, and the E was, it was Braille dots. So you could see the Braille dots, what they looked like for those letters. And they would come and pick us up, and they took us home at the end of the day.
Would you like to take a caller?
Yeah.
Okay, well.
Who was here?
Sheila from Orlando.
Well, hello, Sheila from Orlando,
Florida. I think we know her.
Imagine that.
Congratulations, by the way, young lady.
I heard she's president. I heard she's El Presidente.
Well, thank you very much. The chapter is very gracious, and I hope to make GOCB as good as we are expected to be.
Oh, you will.
So, anyway, I wanted to chime in on this conversation because Michael was talking about people being rude. When I was in Mississippi, and I was in Walmart, if I walked into people, they thought I was really stupid and rude. Mm. And when I got my cane, I realized that people were very considerate.
Yep.
How do you like that?
Yep.
And there was a gentleman here in Orlando that told me that he was crossing an intersection, and he was accused of jaywalking. I said, well, did you have your cane out? He said, oh, no. Well, you know what, honey? If you have that cane, it needs to be out. So people need to understand that that is a form of identification, and if you don't have it out, too bad, so sad.
Well, he might not want people to know he's blind.
Exactly. That's my whole point. But it does. It's not an insult, and people need to get over that. It's not an insult. It's an identification, and people will respect you for that.
Well, a lot of people look at people like us as handicapped people, or whatever you want to call it, when you have a cane.
Disabled.
Yeah, disabled. And when you have a cane. So They don't want to think of people disabled, so that's why they don't want to use a cane.
Well, you know what, Michael? We are all people. We are all part of this society, and people just need to accept it.
But if I could say something, Sheila, I think you'll back me up on it. You said that man was, they thought it was jaywalking. But just because you have a cane doesn't mean you have the right to walk between in the middle of the street across instead of going to the crosswalk.
Well, how are you going to know if
you don't have your cane out,
right.
You can't.
No,
right,
if you have
exactly.
a cane, you could. I've done it with my cane. With my cane.
But still, be careful. Please be careful when you cross streets.
So you could have a whole show on this.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
All right, guys. All
right. Thanks for calling in.
Glad you're out there. All righty.
Hey, folks, whether you are in
Kalamazoo,
Philadelphia, wherever you are, remember something. When you cross that street and you want something to help you, I use the word something, there is something out there to help you if you want to cross the street. Remember the name. Okay? It's a special, let's call it computer for the lights. And you have to call up and ask for it. What's it called? Polara.
Mm-hmm.
Polara Absolutely. Navigator.
Polara APS.
APS.
Mm-hmm.
Polara Navigator APS.
That's correct.
And what it is, it tells you, if you're blind, what's happening on that cross street. Gary, you've seen it, right?
No,
I heard it.
You heard it.
Yeah,
well,
right.
I have to say, I use the expression see it.
Yeah,
that's good, Michael, because we do use the word see, and a lot of people don't understand. We're blind, but we still use the word see. It's still in our vocabulary.
That's what I always say. I said to my brother, I can't wait to see you.
Well, I go home and watch television.
He says to me, you can't see me.
Right.
So I said, well, I still want to see you.
Yeah, I used to feel funny, but I got over it because all my friends that are visually impaired or blind, they say, just cut it out.
Yeah.
We'll see you later. Well, see you tomorrow. We'll see you next week. So it's an expression.
They say to me, well, you go home and watch television. What do you mean you can't see?
Right.
I just watch television, okay?
Yeah.
Drop it.
Yeah. I go through all that time with my friends that are not visually impaired, the sighted folks.
Tell them more
I tell
about
I'm watching television.
Polara.
Navigator. APS.
And call their local traffic engineering department in their city.
That's what you need to talk
I thought I was
going to
tell it. Now you're telling this. The two of you are telling the story.
We're all a team.
So, anyway.
It's no different than that sports show you listen to, Michael.
If you wish to cross the street and not have a problem, and you don't have to pay for this, by the way. The city pays for it. Mm-hmm. But you have to call in to the city where you're in. Or you want to tell them the street you want to cross, and you want to get them to get Polara Navigator APS. And this way, they get it. You don't pay for it, but this helps you cross the street. Because if you think they're going to put something in without asking, that ain't going to happen.
We're going to go to break right now, Michael.
Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond.
What is a Polara's Navigator APS? As a pedestrian, crossing the street is extremely challenging. Polara has designed an accessible pedestrian signal called Polara's Navigator APS that provides audible and vibrotactical cues for visual and hearing impaired pedestrians. Polara's Navigator APS is designed to make crosswalks at the intersection more accessible with built-in speakers at push-button and raise tactile arrows on the vibration button. By giving signal information in multiple and alternative formats at the crosswalk, pedestrians are more likely to make better decisions about when to start crossing the street and what they should do once in the crosswalk. If a street sign has been stepped in Braille, you will find the name of the street you will be crossing stamped in Braille on the sign above the push button. Polara urges you to advocate for your personal safety as a pedestrian by contacting your local traffic engineer department. These devices now come with Bluetooth technology, with plans for a pedestrian smartphone app to help locate accurate and get crossing information from your smartphone. For more exciting details, visit Polara.com. That's Polara.com.
What are audio game apps for the visually impaired and sighted? Check out blindfoldgames.org. If you always wanted to play card games such as solitaire, hearts, and spades, sports games such as bowling, air hockey, baseball, soccer, or pool, board games like Monopoly and checkers, TV games such as Jeopardy, Family Feud, and Deal or No Deal, casino games such as blackjack, roulette, and bingo, you need to check out blindfoldgames.org. More than 80 audio games for your iPhone or iPad. These audio games apps are accessible and designed to be enjoyed by visually impaired game lovers ages 7 to 70. Download Blindfold Games for free. Try them out. Upgrade starts only at $1. Discover the fun at blindfoldgames.org. Follow us on Twitter at blindfoldgames. And guess what? If you have an idea for a game, just email Marty at blindfoldgames.org.
BrailleEye, a company that believes in the independence of visually impaired people, has developed an amazing tool that will help you independently read anything, anytime, and anywhere in Braille. BrailleEye is a pocket-sized, portable device which converts text to Braille. The BrailleEye device uses a built-in camera to scan any text and convert into Braille language. Also included is a vibration system that will direct you to the text so that you may get a clear shot with the camera. The BrailleEye product will launch in December, so next month, November, submit your pre-order request. Visit BrailleEye.com for more exciting information about the BrailleEye. If you have any questions, you may write to hope@BrailleEye.com. That's BrailleEye.com.
Logan Tech, the makers of the 6-dot Braille label maker, the only electronic take-anywhere Braille label maker that produces crisp, clear Braille that strikes, scores, and cuts in seconds. It has exploded on the global market because it just makes sense. Now you can label groceries right in the grocery store. Do you have 1,000 CDs to label? No problem. It takes the chore out of the chore with large, soft, 6-dot Braille buttons. Logan Tech also makes the Braille Coach, the take-anywhere Braille teacher that is completely customizable. Are you ready to learn Braille or improve your skills? The Braille Coach will help you get there. With CARE Credit, HSA, and other funding options, it's as easy as ever to get yours. Visit us at logantech.com or call 866-962-0966 to learn about our whole family of devices and products built right in Waterbury, Connecticut.
Don't forget our special offer, $50 off any device over $500 and $50 off an additional free box of label tape valued at $34.99 with any 6-dot Braille label maker purchase. Visit us at our website at logantech.com.
We are back. Oh, yes, we are back. This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. And this is your host, Michael. That's right, Michael. I'm going to say it again, Michael.
Michael.
What are you saying now, Chris Shaw?
I'll just say
behind
Michael.
The scenes by the peanut gallery.
He's being an echo.
Our co-host, Gary Sinclair, is a CB. For those who do not know what a CB is, part of the Navy. And today, we're honoring veterans.
Second,
my other co-host, my wife, Lynn Golder.
Is a housewife.
Oh, I can't
and
say
a radio host.
Oh, no,
and
I'm not going to say housewife. She's last housewife. As a
housewife. What year are you in?
Yeah,
what
wait a minute. Wait a minute. Hold up. Hold on, because you guys need to see this.
I didn't say that. He said
no,
that.
I know, but
I wouldn't say that about my wife.
Gary, you just opened up a can of worms. When you said housewife, Lynn face, her whole body reacted. She stared at you. Through you.
I didn't say it.
Just to say housewife.
I didn't say it. You know what? All these other titles too.
Gary, let me just tell you
she's
this
right
now.
She's got a lot to do.
My wife.
Yeah.
Okay. Forgetting how much I love her and adore her and respect her. My wife has so many jobs. And people listening, they don't know this. This is a fact. My wife she produces this radio show, Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
You didn't let me finish that. I was going to say that.
She's not a house. I mean,
I said a housewife.
You took too long.
And, well, you said housewife, and then she does a show, and she drives you all around, she is so busy all the time.
She writes all the commercials for this show and other shows on this station.
And I bother Chris all the time and text me. It's part of my job.
And she also takes care of my father, who's 95, takes care of Bennett, who needs his two needles a day. Plus,
veterinarian.
She takes care of me.
Yeah.
And then I could say she's a housewife. Housewife would be on the bottom of the list.
I do chores, of course.
Yeah, but it's the bottom of the list because she's got all the other jobs she does.
Oh, I got to say something. I'm really proud of Michael today. I really am.
I
had to come in here today a little early for something else. And Michael told me, and he brought me a sandwich. And believe it or not,
he made
the sandwich.
Mike made a sandwich?
He only knew peanut butter and jelly. That's
no,
all he ever knew.
He made six sandwiches.
But he made six sandwiches, and he made me
and
a turkey and a
chicken
salad sandwich.
That's right.
And I only knew him to make a peanut butter and jelly.
The only thing I did was just label the three sandwiches.
Chris, would you like a sandwich? I have one extra here.
Yeah.
Oh, I bet he would.
Oh, yes.
Actually, I brought them.
Hip, hip, hooray. Hip, hip, hooray. Great job, Mike.
Yeah.
Give me a sandwich, Lynn.
I don't have the sandwich. Oh, it's over there in the corner.
And he had the
Gary talk.
He had the bread going in the same direction.
How would you know?
The top to the top and the bottom.
How
to the
would
bottom.
You know? You can't see it.
Because I thought the corners. I want to make sure you did it right.
Oh, jeez. He did a good job. One thing he knows how to do is make a sandwich. All right, let's get my song, even though it wasn't a great
trivia
selection.
Trivia time. 407-894-1680. I did not pick the song. This song was chosen by my co-host, Lynn Golder.
We just want to know who the artist is. That's
who's the artist singing the song?
This is my jam right here.
407-894-1680.
I love this
who's
artist,
singing the song?
But this song maybe was a little too slow.
I'm a big fan. I'm a big fan
me
of
too.
This artist
me
right
too.
Here. Check it out right here. I'm telling you, this is right here. These are...
We like the same music. He's got a lot of good songs.
Oh, what? He, man.
And he wasn't from this country either.
At all.
No.
And a lot of people don't realize that or don't know that.
No.
And he produced great music. I wanted to travel overseas just
Did
so
you?
I could understand how they come up with the music that they do.
Did you used to have
okay,
have
so 407-894-6888.
My auntie had a cassette. I got the CD later.
Yeah.
We have a caller on the line.
Yes,
we have two callers.
We have two callers on the line.
It's a fight in Orlando for the
race. The first caller was Kelly James.
Yep.
The second one we have is Sheila Young.
Yep.
Both from Orlando. Kelly James, you're our first. See if you know who's singing the song.
Hello, Kelly.
Hey.
Hi, Kelly.
So are you looking for the group or the lead vocalist?
Just the lead vocalist.
Phil Collins.
You got it.
Where's he from?
I didn't know he wasn't from the U.S.
I forget. Was it Australia?
I want to say over
New Zealand or something?
Somewhere over in that area.
Maybe you could look it up.
I'll look it up.
She just won a $10 gift card.
Wait a minute. Let's wait. Let's make it a little bit more interesting.
What?
Kelly, what was the name of the group?
Genesis.
That girl bad too.
She just won a $10 gift card from Sonny's Barbecue.
All right.
Only place to go if you want barbecue in Florida.
And we have holiday
barbecue.
You gonna look it up, Chris? Okay, see where he's from. Yeah.
Sonny's Barbecue. Only place they got delicious food.
We got holiday dinners now.
So I did pick a good song. Oh, anyway, I have to do a PSA, folks. Well, bear with me for Lighthouse.
Oh, what about Sheila? She's still on the line.
She has a story?
I'm sorry, Sheila, you didn't get the win.
What's the story? I have a story.
Oh, good.
Uh-oh, stories.
When my son, my youngest son, which we won't say how old he is, when he was a football player, that was their theme song for their football
team. No kidding.
So, yeah.
For a football team, wow.
I love that song.
Oh, I do too.
Always.
All right, so you and Chris and I have the same taste in music.
What's that?
And Kelly. Chris, Sheila loves this song.
No, well, I don't.
Oh, he does it. Oh, whoa.
Tough. All right.
He's older than me.
I love you.
Okay, I have to do a PSA. Okay, bye, Sheila. Thank you for calling. All right, I have two here. I'll read the first one. This is a holiday food drive put on by Lighthouse. It's the brochure says, help us fight hunger this holiday season by donating non-perishable food and hygiene products to those in need. The children's program at Lighthouse Central Florida will be collecting the following items for their food drive in support of the Love Pantry School Pantry Project. So this is what they're looking for. Okay, here are the non-perishable items needed for collection. Cereal in box or single serve, shelf-stable milk, like a one-quart box, canned soup and noodle meals, for example, beef stew, SpaghettiOs, canned beans and bean meals, for example, Frank's and beans, pork and beans, canned vegetables, canned fruit, or those prepackaged fruit cups, the plastic cups, peanut butter and jelly, spaghetti sauce, dried pasta noodles, any shape, canned tuna or tuna pouches, mac and cheese, the boxed or single-serve microwavable kind, rice microwavable or stovetop preparation, boxed mashed potatoes, and finally, hygiene items like shampoo, soap, toothpaste, etc. So the donations will be accepted until November 29th, which is after Thanksgiving. And the drop-off location is at the Lighthouse, because I know this address by heart, 215 East New Hampshire Street in Orlando. And Gary, what is the phone number for Lighthouse, please?
407. Man, you got me stumped tonight. 898-2483.
So that's their holiday food drive, and I will read about this again next Sunday. So help out the Lighthouse, and this is for the children's program. The children's program at Lighthouse is collecting the items for food donations.
Hey, Chris.
Yes, sir.
You got my song?
Got you ready to shake, rattle, and roll.
He's just trying to one-up me here.
That's what it is?
Yeah.
Upmanship.
All right, now we're going to play one of my songs for trivia. Okay. Trivia. Ready? Trivia time.
Here's my story.
Who's singing this song? 407-894-1680. Who's singing the song?
I know this song.
She took my love, then ran around with every single guy in town.
Hey, hey, one day.
407-894-6880. Ooh, you're singing the song.
Away from a run around sewer.
And that was the number one song back in the late 50s, early 60s. This group was big. He was very big. He lives in South Florida. So
is
who
still
is singing
there?
The song? Yeah, he's still living there.
That was one of my favorite songs in 60s.
407-894-1680.
Good song.
Who is singing this song?
Wow, this first hour flew, Gary. It's almost over already.
Really?
I'm not kidding.
See that?
It's 8:50.
How should I feel? I just did
they
7 hours.
Need to change their clock.
I just did 7 hours on my
and
show.
We're not going to talk about it a long time, but I just want to say I'm very, very proud of you, Michael.
Oh, thank
you. I listened to most of the 7 hours, and you really did a remarkable job. And also, thank you to Nancy for helping you out.
And Gary, too.
Hey,
Gary,
I was on
well,
here.
I know. No, I didn't get there yet, okay. Gary. Nancy helped Michael prepare all the songs. And Gary came in at the second half of the show and did a great job. And Marcus did a wonderful job, too.
I'll tell you what, Michael, he's an encyclopedia information. He was saying stuff I'd never even heard of.
It was really very interesting.
See, the same way he said, housewife, you took too long saying congratulations.
Yeah.
That's what
that
was. Listen, we got somebody from beautiful
We're
downtown.
We're just too sensitive in here. You know, really?
It's been a long day. All the way from beautiful downtown Fern Park,
we got our good friend.
David.
David, not the David.
Happy Veterans Day, you guys.
Thank
especially
you,
Gary.
Thank you.
Hey, thanks for serving there, my friend. And I wanted to let Sir Michael know that I listened for a little bit of your DJ debut, and it sounded good this afternoon.
Hey, David.
Well, thank you so much. I'm glad someone was listening.
Wait, Dave.
I was. And
did
it really sounded good, man.
David, thank you so much.
Did you stream it, or did you listen to the radio?
No, I caught it the old-fashioned way.
Good. Okay.
AM through the airwaves.
There you go.
Very good.
All right.
Hey, I had a piece of trivia for you guys regarding Phil Collins that you might be interested in. I would be very surprised if anyone would be able to answer this, but during the 80s, when Genesis probably made their most amount of hits, Phil Collins also played in another band at the same time. He played in a progressive jazz band.
We're going to a break.
Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond. Going to break. We had to cut David off. Going to break.
Dave.
Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond. See you on the other side of the break.
Well, he can call back again later then. That was interesting.
Is it hard for you to get around? Is it hard for you to do things around the house by yourself? Well, look no further. Independent Living Aid is celebrating its 40th anniversary. Independent Living Aid is the oldest privately held company serving individuals with vision loss. With Independent Living Aids, we offer an assortment of daily living that assists with reading, grooming, eating, organizing, and an overall healthy living. Independent Living Aids is also committed to excellent and honest customer service, working hard to provide the best answers for the best products for our customers. We take time to listen and to serve. Independent Living Aids, keeping life magnified, amplified, simplified, and always in motion. You can find Independent Living Aids on the web at www.independentliving.com or call at 1-800-537-2118. Again, 1-800-537-2118. Mention this ad and you will receive a free traveling clock shipped directly to you, just as long as you mention this ad. Independent Living Aids.
It's going to happen.
One of these days, you or your loved one will need home care. And when that happens, don't panic, don't stress, don't worry. For peace of mind, just make one phone call to Home Care Assistance of Orlando. Companionship and recreation, transportation and errands, light housekeeping, meal preparation, medication reminders, bathing, grooming and dressing, and much more. What separates Home Care Assistance of Orlando from all the rest? High caliber caregivers, high quality caregiving. Call Home Care Assistance of Orlando, 407-232-7155. 407-232-7155. Visit homecareassistanceorlando.com.
Welcome, welcome back to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show, and boy, are we having fun tonight. Right, Lynn?
Right.
Absolutely. We're talking all over each other, but hey, this is what it's all about. Family.
Well, Michael listens to this show in the morning on Sirius Sports Radio, and there's six fellows on that show in the morning, and they all talk all over
each other. People tell me, oh, you guys talk. I say, you listen to all this other stuff, and everybody talks all over everybody. So
yeah, we do it all the time.
Yeah, we do, and it's fun.
It's okay, you know? Though, because it's understandable, because everybody understands everybody.
When we all started doing radio, we were sticking the muds. We all talked properly. Your turn next. Your turn next. Oh, I'll tap you in the arm. Your turn next. You know, and then we get... This ain't right.
It's every man for himself.
Every man for himself. Get in there and speak, buddy.
So, David, we're sorry we cut you off. We got a couple of minutes. If you can call back real fast, otherwise we'll have to talk to you when we talk to you. So, business is business.
Well, I did find out.
Yes.
Yeah, he's actually from London.
Oh, London. London.
Yeah, the UK.
Okay.
Which explains a whole lot. Because when you think about it, if you look at down the line successful people that come
out
of
London. They're all from London. They're all from England. Yeah.
Absolutely. The Spice Girls, all of them came out of in that area.
I got a question for you, Chris. See, you're there and available. We have another number to call, listen only, but I don't know if we're using it or not.
Are we using it or the old number, the 518?
We still are using the 518.
It's still the 518 number.
But are we going to use the new one?
No.
No more?
No more. So
okay.
It's strictly
forget
the
it. I got to get that out of my head because I memorize it.
I have to change everything back.
Now I got to change mine back.
We got David back on the line, too.
Hey, good. David,
all
come
right,
on
talk
back.
Talk fast, Dave. You got 2 minutes.
Come on, Dave.
I am back. I won't even take that much. I just started to say it. Phil Collins, during the 80s, also played in another band, and I was wondering if anyone could figure out what that band is because, strangely enough, with my second hobby is a ham radio operator. A friend of mine up in New York actually was a bass player that played with Phil Collins on several albums in the 80s. And those who are into like fusion and jazz stuff, you'd be amazed. Phil Collins is just an incredible drummer, but you wouldn't hear it as much in some of the Phil Collins or in some of the Genesis stuff. But he does some really wild jazz drumming in this group. So
we'll have to look for that. Play some of it.
It's some pretty freaking. Well, it's a band. They're called Brand X.
Yeah, Brand X, 1976 to I want to say 79, about 3 years.
Yeah, well, yeah, they had several albums out, but Phil Collins was only on like maybe 5 or 6 of them, I think. But this buddy of mine is Percy. Percy Jones is the bass player. He's a Welsh guy. Real nice fellow, though.
Okay, well, Dave, we have to go to the top of the hour now.
Yes, indeed.
Alrighty.
Take care.
You
have
too.
A good one, guys.
Thanks for calling in, Dave.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.